Many people assume that legacy is mainly about money, property, or inheritance. But in reality, the deepest legacy most families remember is not financial. It is relational and spiritual. Legacy is about what kind of story you leave behind. It is about the words spoken, the forgiveness offered, the blessings given, and the peace you help create for the next generation. In this final topic of the course, we focus on finishing life well, not perfectly, but peacefully, truthfully, and faithfully. First, legacy is about more than possessions. If you are the aging parent, you may naturally think about wills, property, or what you leave behind financially. Those matters do matter. But the most powerful legacy often comes through something simpler: your testimony, your character, and your blessing. Your children and grandchildren will remember how you lived your faith. They will remember the stories you told about God's faithfulness. They will remember whether you left peace in the family or unresolved tension. Psalm 7118 WEB expresses this heart beautifully. Even when I am old and gray-haired, God, don't forsake me until I have declared your strength to the next generation. Legacy includes sharing your story with the next generation. Second, blessing the next generation matters deeply. Throughout Scripture, parents and elders bless the generations that follow them. A blessing is not just a nice statement. It is an intentional expression of love, hope, and affirmation. If you are the parent, one of the most meaningful gifts you can give is speaking words of blessing over your children and grandchildren. This might include telling them what you admire in them, what you are thankful for, and what you pray for in their future. If you are the adult child, you can also invite these conversations gently. Sometimes parents simply need permission to share their story and their hopes. Third, finishing well includes reconciliation where possible. No family is perfect. Over decades of life, misunderstandings, disappointments, and wounds can accumulate. Sometimes these remain unspoken for years. But later life can also become a powerful season of reconciliation. Forgiveness does not mean pretending nothing happened. It means releasing bitterness and seeking peace where possible. Romans 12:18 WEB reminds us, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Sometimes finishing well means saying words that were never spoken before. "I'm sorry." "I forgive you." "I'm proud of you." "I love you." Fourth, legacy includes spiritual preparation for death with Christian hope. Christians do not approach the end of life with despair. We approach it with faith in Christ. Jesus said in John 14:1-2 Web, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many homes." Talking about death, honestly, is not morbid. It can actually bring peace to a family. It allows loved ones to know your faith, your hopes, and your trust in God. Finally, legacy is not just what happens after death. It is how you live in your final years. The way you handle aging, weakness, gratitude, and relationships becomes a living testimony. Your life can still be ministry. Your story can still guide others, and your peace can become a gift to your family. What not to do? Do not assume legacy is only about money or property. Do not avoid important conversations about forgiveness or reconciliation. Do not leave your family guessing about your faith, your wishes, or your hopes. Do not allow pride, silence, or unresolved conflict to shape the final chapter of your story. Instead, finish with truth, blessing, forgiveness, and hope. Because finishing well is one of the greatest ministries a person can offer the next generation.